And the winner is, Craig. Well,
don't ask me.
Oh, come on. We'll ask. All right. Mark Recton, who is the editor-in-chief of Motor Trend. They follow a lot of the trends, obviously, based on that, in automotive cars. I don't want to say cars because it's cars, trucks, SUVs. And what announcement do you have for us this morning, Mark?
Yeah, good morning. Today we're announcing the Motor Trend SUV of the Year Award. Now, we're doing things a little differently this year. We're announcing them one at a time instead of all at once. But the SUV award is quite special. And in order to make this happen, we gathered our team of testers and evaluators and editors and put together a 10-day socially distant test orientation for the vehicles here in Los Angeles. And because you're putting $25,000 vehicles against $80,000 vehicles, you can't make it a comparison test. They have to compete against themselves, so to speak. And we put them against our six key criteria, which is excellence in engineering, safety, efficiency, design, value, and performance of an intended function. And we had a field of 28 SUVs this year, and six of which made our list of finalists, our short list, which include the Cadillac Escalade, the Genesis GV80, the Kia Seltos, the Nissan Rogue, and the Toyota Venza. But only one vehicle was head and shoulders or roof racks and side marker lights above everybody else.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. Just going to add a little bit of flair to this, if you want. With the Motor Trend 2021 SUV of the Year is...
Motor Trend is proud to announce that its 2021 SUV of the Year is the Land Rover Defender. Now, this vehicle, it's too bad it's on radio, because if it's on TV, you could see how gorgeous this vehicle is. It looks like it's ready to go on a safari. In fact, one of our editors took it for a 500-mile drive along the skeleton coast of Africa. Only two of those miles were paved, and the Defender went through without any problem at all. Underpinning this is a brand-new platform. The Defender used to be almost like a farm tractor. Now it's been thoroughly updated, so not only does it still have its go-anywhere sensibility, but now it is super comfortable on the freeway. It has a great motor, a 395 horsepower inline six that it gets you up to speed like that. What do you think? Big, heavy vehicle, really powerful engine, probably eats a lot of gas. Not so. Fuel efficiency is 17 city, 22 highway, which for a vehicle of this class and size is actually really good. Safe? Absolutely. Hasn't been crash tested here in America yet, but in Europe it received the highest mark from NCAP, which is 5 stars. Now you may be thinking about a pocketbook question. This sounds like it's going to be expensive. It's a Land Rover, right? Actually, it's not so bad when you compare it against fully equipped versions of vehicles it competes against. The Defender starts at $51,250. The version we tested was about $82,000. The value isn't just about what you pay for it out of your pocketbook. It's about what it's worth when it comes back. And our IntelliChoice subsidiary has rated this as a very strong value. All of this wraps up into a performance of intended function. This go-anywhere, beautiful SUV that also will take you wherever you want to go in absolute comfort. It just nails every single one of our criteria.
Mark, are these readily available, or do we have to wait?
Well, COVID has affected automotive output in lots of parts of the world, including England. So they are starting to arrive. There's a four-door version which is in dealerships right now. There will be a two-door version that arrives in early 2021. Frankly, I'm partial to the four-door. I think it looks just gorgeous.
I'm looking at this SUV, and a lot of times SUVs have a lot of sleek lines to it. This one, I don't want to use the word boxy, but it does have more sort of right angles to it than you would expect in a lot of other SUVs.
Sure thing. Well, Land Rover has an entire lineup of vehicles that are all SUVs, and they're all designed to be sort of a different purpose or a different purse, as you would say. So you have ones that are more sleek. You have ones like the Velar, which is very modern looking. And in this case, you have the Defender, which is definitely a throwback. I'd like to call it retro-futurist. So it's always been very boxy. And I think Land Rover felt that in heritage to that, in looking back at its heritage, they couldn't really evolve too much. They had to make it look modern, yes, but they also wanted to pay tribute to the vehicle that has served them proudly for 50 years.
Talking this morning with Mark Recton, Motor Trend editor-in-chief, announcing the 2021 SUV of the Year. I'm glad we got names back. I'm tired of letters and numbers for vehicles. I think Defender, it sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is impressive.
Absolutely. The idea of alphanumerics is something that does engender a little bit of polarity in people in the industry. They used to represent things, the numbers would represent the displacement of the engine, say, or its elevation in the lineup. personally, I'm partial to names as well.
It just gives sort of an image, though sometimes numbers and letters maybe don't have any context, and nobody could be offended by numbers and letters or things like that. But this is something. When you are coming up with these, is it you selecting vehicles? Do companies nominate their own and say, here's the one we want you to put into the nomination area? How does that work for you?
Well, that's a great question. When we determine our field, the vehicle has to be either brand new, significant, or significantly redesigned for the coming model year. It can't just be a vehicle saying, hey, look, this is a really great, you know, three-year-old vehicle that we haven't done anything to. These vehicles have to be something that consumers are going to be really excited about, but about which there isn't a whole lot of information yet. So we really are the first people on the planet to start testing these vehicles, give them instrumented testing, take them to places that's going to really give a sense of their capabilities or lack thereof, and give them a better sense of the public saying, look, this is what's brand new for this year, and here's what's the best of the best.
Mark, this is an unusual time. In the past, we've seen the Golden Caliper has moved from auto show to auto show. What do you think will happen in 2021 regarding auto shows, and will those calipers be on the move?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And auto shows have gone virtual. We're starting to hear dates starting to crop up in 2021. You know, how we practice social distancing. I mean, even how we were able to do this test between every single judge or test person who got into or out of the vehicle was wiped down with 70.1% isopropyl alcohol. I'm not quite sure how you do that in an auto show when people want to get into and get out of cars. It's going to require a real change-up in how auto shows are conducted.
The Defender is the SUV of the year. You said you're going to sort of do these out. When's the next announcement going to be?
Yeah, I hope we can talk again in about a month. Normally we do these all at once, but obviously because of COVID and how we had to change the way we test, we're announcing SUV of the year today. We're announcing Car of the Year in mid-November and Truck of the Year in mid-December.
Everybody wants a truck for Christmas, you know, so that would be a good lineup for that particular one. So we look forward to having those conversations as we move forward in this and kind of get to focus on each individual style as we work through. Mark, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
If people want more information on the winner or, in fact, any of the 28 contenders, go to motortrend.com.
Sounds great. Mark Rechtin, editor-in-chief of Motor Trend, with their 2021 SUV of the year, the Land Rover Defender.